the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, back to the restaurant trade. And we've been saying it's an extremely tough business, especially these days. Almost 600 restaurants have closed across Ireland over the last 12 months, many of them high-profile ventures. So how are relationships between restaurants and suppliers faring amidst all of this? Shifra Mulqueen has been finding out.
Well, girls, a cat will look down at you, a dog will look up at you, but a pig will look you square in the eye. Simple. We have Gertrude, we have Civil, we have all the different names on the breeding females. Well, Apple is definitely my favourite. Apple of my eye, she is 9 years old now, and I've bred for from her for the last 8 years. She's had 16 litters. Even my own daughters over the years have known that they have to give way to Apple because she is my favourite.
Pig breeder Dermot Allen is the owner of Wine Tavern Farm in County Wicklow. He's a supplier to Brian Fallon of Fallon's Bar and Cafe in Kilcullen. Their relationship started many years ago by chance, back when Dermot owned a transport company.
We had a bus service to the airport, and Brian jumped on the bus with 12 lads going to the airport, and he sat in behind me. He never stopped chatting. He was out with the lads, but he spent the whole trip chatting to me.
It must have been 20 years ago, Dermot, because it was my 40th birthday. I think we were heading off on a trip.
Years later, when Brian needed a new supplier, he remembered that chat on the bus with Dermot.
It was a Derby weekend. We had a 3-day event in the order of 25,000 people expected on the Saturday. We were under pressure. So I rang Dermot, and fairness to him, he dropped everything. And it was just great fun. It's been great fun ever since.
Over the years, they figured out their own way of working with each other.
It's almost like working with a family member. You can work without having to have a full-scale conversation. You just make one phone call and you know that the job's going to be done. The amount of conversations we've had has been minimal. I just tell him when it's on, what we need. He'd probably like a little bit more information.
He could have thought that he rang me, but he never did ring me to tell me about a gig at the next weekend. And then, it's just the way we've worked over the years. It's just kind of, it's trust. Brian rings me 6 weeks in advance and I forget to put it into the diary. But it is lodged in the back of my mind that we are doing a gig in the 22nd of September in the Curragh. And that is in my mind. It doesn't have to be even wrote in a book. It's just there. It's one of the things that I will not have to worry about.
Well, just to be clear on that, Dermot, it's not actually in the Curragh. It's in Nace Racecourse.
That's right. You see? But I know it's somewhere in Kildare, isn't it?
Well, we'll work on that going forward. Okay.
Different businesses have different pressures on them, you know, as to who gets paid first.
Home economist Agnes Boucher-Hayes.
Is it your electricity bill? Is it the bank that gets paid first? Maybe it's the suppliers that, you know, that are bringing the food to your back door because you want them to continue doing it. And by doing that, then you get to pay the bank. I know of one business, a baker, who will put the invoices on a dartboard and he'll throw a dart at it to see who would actually get paid first.
Brian can appreciate how tricky a time this is.
This is certainly the most difficult climate I remember in the last probably 40 years. In a good day, the average for a restaurant in Ireland is would hope to take home 10%. All the margins, all bit by bit, have just been eroded. A friend of mine had to shut his doors the other day and it was such a sad. It's almost like a tragedy when that happens. You know, when people are under pressure, obviously the supplier is the one that gets squeezed. I think the most important thing is just to be having a healthy conversation with your supplier to let them know what's going on.
If I'm not paid on time, you will have a knock-on effect with your supplier of your feed for your pigs, your vet fees, even your diesel. So it has a huge knock-on effect, massive.
Luca DiMarzio runs Italian restaurant Rosa Madre in Temple Bar. He's built up a relationship with his wine supplier, Enrico Fantasia.
Ah, with Enrico, we know each other maybe 12 years. And our relation, yes, is getting, like a vintage wine, getting better and better with the years.
We both grow together through the years. We laughed, we fight, you know, little problems here and there, which...
You make me sound like I'm your wife, Luca.
I know.
I remember I met this guy full of tattoos, full of dreams, full of energy, that honestly was driving me crazy.
Sometimes we would have a very different idea. I would always go for big names and big labels in wines, and he would go for small producer that makes the wine crushing the grapes with the feet. They were a bit tasting funky, you know.
then of course I'm always right, but...
And maybe not talking for a week or two, just let it cool it down, and then after a month or two, you just go like, hey, what's up with you? Another page, another chapter, you know?
Despite their different tastes in wine, they were on the same page during the pandemic.
COVID-19, it was a really, really tough period for me and my business. We had to shut down the restaurant for 2 years and there was no sales whatsoever. I remember I had a few outstanding invoices for Enrico's fine wines, and he refused to take any payments until we would reopen the restaurant that let us breathe during that period. And that was something that I'll never forget.
You know, if someone is supporting me over the years, I need, you know, to be able and to be ready to support them.
You know, business is business. It's not a best friends club, but you don't need to behave like you're J.R. Ewing from Dallas either.
I don't see how you can live with yourself. Oh, it's not hard. Once you give up integrity, the rest is a piece of cake.
True honor, do business. Not trying to put in the pepper that's a little bit damaged or put in the bit of meat that's about to go. That's not what it's about, because then the trust is broken between the supplier and the food service business. So that has to be maintained. You can tell somebody, I have a product that's going out the door. You could make a really good chutney with that. Do you want it? Absolutely, yeah. That's a different approach. That's clever management of stock. Listen, there are sometimes that the price of things can go like the price of an Oasis ticket. If everybody all of a sudden wants a particular food, like a smoked salmon, there is a premium price to be paid for that. However, what the supplier can't do to the food service business is shoot up the price without the discussion. That's where the problem would arise. Whereas if somebody knows the price of beef is going up, maybe I need to bring down the portion size to reflect the price.
And maybe don't agree to a binding contract over a text message.
When you're negotiating contracts, remember to keep it professional. Don't use emojis. A poor Canadian farmer agreed to a contract from one of his suppliers with a thumbs up emoji. He thought he was acknowledging that he had received the contract. The company that he was dealing with took it that this was his digital signature. The farmer was fined $82,000 for breaching his contract.
But for Enrico, finding someone you get on with is the main ingredient.
Well, I consider Luca more a friend than a customer, definitely. And I value that quite a lot. In Italian, we say, chi trova un amico, trova un tesoro. It means that if you find a true friend, is a treasure, is something that it's worth more than any money.
Thanks, Enrico. I'll take that. Ah, look at him. He's just a big teddy bear.
Schieffer Mulqueen reporting there.